I am Barrington Brennan, a counseling psychologist and marriage and family therapist with your daily relationship nugget. Do you need counseling? Many would say, I don't need counseling. It's an excuse many people give before seeking professional help to deal with their emotional or mental health issues. Others say, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to tell anybody about my business. Or, who can tell me about myself better than I can do it? These views help cripple the growth of many individuals and families over the years. And I want to hasten to say, I don't want you who are listening today to be troubled about the different terminologies. For example, counselor or therapist. Yes, I'm a counseling psychologist and a marriage and family therapist. For the purpose of this airing program, think of therapy and counseling as the same. A therapist might be more of a specialist in the area, but all of them must have good communication skills and effectively able to reach the client. Just to let you know that they are coaches also. But coaches are not mental health professionals. Counselors and psychologists and therapists are. However, coaches can be trained and are often trained to help someone through great challenges in their lives or to chart them on a course for better production. So then, do you need counseling? Should I go to counseling? It is interesting that many would call a plumber or electrician or IT specialist to do repairs in their homes because they do not know what to do. However, they refuse to call a mental health professional to help them repair the most profound and intricate mechanism in the world, the brain. Why do we do that to ourselves? In an article entitled, The 10 Top Reasons People Say No to Counseling, on their online counseling center, the first two reasons are so true about why people do not seek professional help. One, here is it. Receiving counseling is a sign of weakness. This is a popular excuse in the Bahamas, in Turks, in Jamaica, in Cayman Islands, in Belize, in the Virgin Islands, and countries around the world. You know, it is true, they say that. Nothing could be further from the truth. It takes courage to address problems, our problem areas, and examine painful feelings. Entering counseling is taking the first step in resolving difficulties. Here is another reason. People who go to counseling are crazy. Now, I am not crazy. That is far from truth. In fact, mental health professionals do not like to and prefer not to use the word crazy. It's not a good word in that respect when dealing with people dealing with mental health challenges. And I'd like to pause here to emphasize that mental health is health. And let me add something onto that. Mental health is brain health. Just like we can have stomach ache or backache or heartache physically, that's stomach health. Therefore, we can have brain health, meaning our brain is a real organ in the body that can get sick, just like the liver or the stomach. Therefore, you need to go to a specialist of the brain, so to speak, just like you do when you go to a specialist of the stomach or the heart. In many countries, the Bahamas, Turks, Cayman, Belize, Virgin Islands, United States, Jamaica, this is one of the strongest reasons people stay away from professional counselors. Some people who receive counseling feel sick in the sense of being unhappy, but you don't need to be feeling sick or non-functioning to go into counseling. You just need to be feeling stuck, as S-T-U-C-K. Counseling helps you when you have tried to address the situation on your own, but your strategies don't seem to help. Asking for help is a sign of maturity, self-awareness, and possession of a sense of inner strength. End of quote. You know, there's a there's a brightness in this in many of the countries I've mentioned and around the world. In the Bahamas, over the past 35 years, the stigma of going to a professional counselor or psychologist has been fading. And that's good. People are more readily to go now compared to 30 and 40 years ago. People from all walks of life, races, nationalities, social economic strata of society are utilizing the mental health resources in the Bahamas. And I can tell you that's the case in my private practice. I have a wide range of individuals who come to me for help, help to deal with their issues. If you are considering help from a mental health professional, to whom should you go? Should you go to a pastor or just anybody who promotes himself or herself as a counselor? Note that pastors are not trained mental health professionals. Neither is a teacher, a nurse or carpenter, a mental health or mental health professionals. Interestingly, any one of these persons and more can give good, wise advice and guidance that can be life-changing. However, note carefully that a mental health professional has received years of training and are equipped with tools and skills to deal with the issues of life. Therefore, if you want professional help, seek someone with at least a master's degree in an area in mental health. Persons with other master's degree should not be providing professional counseling because that level of training does not prepare one to be a mental health clinician, although they might be able to help you to an extent with someone else with a higher degree. That's so important to consider. A mental health professional offers help in addressing many situations that can cause emotional stress, including but not limited to adapting to life transitions, anger management difficulties, anxiety, career change and job stress, death of a loved one or friend, depression, or other mental health and emotional problems and disorders, eating disorders, family and relationship issues, flirtatious behavior, gambling addiction, intimate partner abuse, including spouse abuse or spouse rape, sexual abuse and domestic violence, including rape and molestation. Then sleep disorder, social and emotional difficulties related to disability or illness, substance abuse or other addictions like alcohol, cocaine, marijuana, tobacco, etc. Here is what Dr. Gail Robinson says, a psychologist. Good indicators of when you should seek counseling are when you are having difficulties at work, your ability to concentrate is diminished, or when your level of pain becomes uncomfortable. Here are a few more indicators. You spend 5 to 7 days feeling unhappy. You regularly cannot sleep at night. You're taking care of a parent or a child, and the idea crosses your mind that you may want to hit that person. Or you place an elder in a nursing home or in alternative care. You have lost someone or something, such as a job. You have a chronic or acute medical illness. You can no longer prioritize what is most important in your life. You feel that you can no longer manage your stress. Isn't it interesting that most of us will or do go to a medical doctor annually to check all of our body parts, our fluids, our hormones, and functioning. But we do not go to check the most powerful machine in the body on Earth, the brain. One need not wait until the roof falls in, or one would have to spend weeks without sleep, or cry all night, or lots of tears, to get professional help. Mental health professionals are skillfully trained to guide people through pathways of life that are often difficult to maneuver. I encourage you, listener today, to call and get help. You do not have to be in a desperate place to get help. You may just need to talk to someone. And a mental health professional is extremely trained with confidentiality. You can get help today. Seek help if you need counseling. Well, I'm Barrington Brennan. You have been listening to your daily Relationship Nugget. And I'm really doing my best to keep a smile on your heart.